Well, are there some other kind of must-dos at a Super Bowl party, do you think, Michelle? Things that you, I mean, it's this time of year, it seems like you want to have something warm, some kind of a basic warm, hearty dish, right?
I think so. And I think that soups fill that need really, really well. I also think chilies, whether it's your favorite chili, a vegetarian chili, a chicken chili, have a variety because everybody has the best chili. So everyone you invite, have them bring a bowl of their favorite chili or a batch of their chili. What could be more fun than having an inside rivalry while you're watching one
on
the screen?
A little chili cook-off.
Yeah, your own little private one. And then, of course, you have all the condiments out there, the sour cream, the cheeses. Ooh, three a day again.
And Fritos. Yes.
And got to have Fritos.
That's right.
That's perfect.
And chopped onions. And
Gary, you're making me hungry.
Yes. I love a good pot of chili.
Okay. And you did mention this harvest fondue, and that is that's a different kind of fondue than what we might think of as a heated fondue
It is a heated fondue. But the nice thing about it is that it stays soft even after you've let it set. It doesn't have to be on a fondue pot. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about it is that you're using a lower fat, 50% light cheddar cheese in it, and you're using some interesting flavor profiles like a Dijon mustard and some bay leaf and a little bit of red pepper to give it a little bit of spark, not your traditional Swiss fondue with the wine, although, you know, Jill's got another reason for wine now.
Yeah.
So.
But, and this brings up, because you're a registered dietitian, you think, you know, low fat sometimes, I mean, you know, healthful, you can go with a lighter product in a lot of dairy products, or the sour cream for the taco salad or something
right.
like that.
Right. You don't have to do everything full fat. Doing some lighter versions, they're very palatable, they're very nice, and you're still getting in your calcium, your potassium, all of the needs for, you know, your people at risk. So, you know, if people have heart disease, you don't know who's coming to your party necessarily, their issues, but osteoporosis, heart disease, you have all of those bases covered and still kind of watching their fat, but not throwing it in their face or having something that's not delectable, because that's really what you want. You want everybody to have a good time and everyone to eat well and drink well.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Too Many Cooks here on WICR. We're speaking with Michelle Plummer from the American Dairy Association of Indiana, and she's a relationship specialist. And coming up next, we'll be talking about navigating the yogurt aisle with a culinary conundrum and Patty's Picks.
On the topic of, we got a question, which I wanted to get out first, so we make sure Malveen Important sent this question. As the body ages, does it build up an intolerance to digesting milk? And she says there's noticed that if she drinks or uses 2% milk in cold cereal, she'll have a problem. But if she consumes it with a hot cereal, there's no problem. Now, is there something that causes that, or what's the answer for that?
Boy, that's a big question.
It is. It is.
Well, actually, as the body does age, the bacteria in the stomach isn't as active just because of medications and things like that. So heating the milk does help break down the bacteria and the different enzymes in the milk so that it's more easily digested. So, yes, she's right on both counts. However, she doesn't have to give up milk, and she isn't particularly fond of all the different other types of milk. If she would go to a fat-free milk, if she would possibly start taking more yogurt in, you know, just to kind of help with her tummy, get it back in check, I think that she'd be in great shape.
So that the yogurt and things would, like, kick-start it to,
yeah.
So it processes the milk better.
Now, right. Is it all yogurts, or is it this ones with the, you know, special probiotic Activia or whatever.
Yeah, what's
all those
on
different
with that?
Brands out there. Which one do we choose? And does it really work?
Okay. The gambit is huge. The dairy case is just exploding right now, and It's exciting, but it's confusing and with all of that, and I understand that. Yogurt is yogurt, and yes, yogurt's good for you. It helps with your belly. It helps make it happy. It's kind of like buying a car. When we first go out and buy a car, our very first car was maybe a clunker, but it still got us from point A to point B, and that's our basic yogurt. As we've gotten older, we've now gotten maybe a nicer car with the, you know, GPS, the air conditioning, the power, everything, you know. That's what the Activa products are. That's what the additional probiotics are. It's just going to enhance. Mauveen would be a prime candidate for this because she is having a little bit of slow digestive problems. But this way, it kind of really jump starts her her belly. And it's a friendly bacteria. It's something that we need. It's something the body does not fight against. It's just a natural jump start. And it's perfect. They are smaller containers. So, you know, they're 4 ounces instead of 8 ounces. That's not a problem. The taste is a big concern for a lot of people. I've been eating them because of special projects person. With the dairy, I've been going to different grocery stores and getting things, you know, doing checkoffs and different things like that, and it's been real interesting. So the best place to get lunch is at the grocery store. So I've tasted all of these products, and I can't tell any difference in taste or texture, anything. They're wonderful products.
You're talking about the size. Does it matter how much we have a day? Is it one?
Well, you know.
And is it every day? I mean, do you have to have it every day, or is it to have it really work, or what?
Well, everybody's different. There's no steadfast rules. Being part of the Dairy Association, I want you to have 3 servings of dairy. I want you to have some part of that being yogurt, just so that your body works better. And if it's a regular yogurt and then an Activa product, that's fine. The problem is that if you've been ill, you've been on an antibiotic or something like that, your belly's not going to have enough of the bacteria that it really needs to digest stuff. Digest all the foods correctly. So then using the Activa for a number of days is going to help with that.